98.1 KZE on the line with me today. Delighted to have back Asher Putnam from Bella's Bar Talk, one of my very favorite live bands, who you can catch on August 22nd at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Asher, how you been?
Pretty good. How about you?
Very well. Yeah, having a busy summer. Are you guys on the road a lot?
We are on the road a lot. June and May were super packed, and then we had some fun festival plays down south in July. Then August, we're at it.
Yeah.
Like 4 days a week, 3 to 4 days a week.
Always. You know, and so festival stages and, you know, bigger venues generally. So I kind of want to impress on people that it's a pretty unique experience, a pretty rare opportunity to get to see you guys at somewhere like the Lemon Squeeze, which is a much more intimate venue. Are you excited? Are you nervous? How do you feel about playing smaller places?
Oh, okay. We're very excited about this. We get to play with our tried and true house band, Candy Ambulance, and, you know, we just played for like 3,000 people at Floyd Fest, and then it'll be fun to do like 150, just a real, like, it's intimate, but it'll be intimate in the way where we'll be exchanging sweat.
I was going to say, you guys have a reputation for like kind of whipping a crowd into a frenzy, so I imagine that's going to be exciting in a space like the Lemon Squeeze.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited. And the whole crew there seems pretty fun. I've been to a few shows there as a civilian, so I'm excited to work with them for the first time.
Yeah, it is. It's a terrific space. They've done a wonderful job, and I'm so glad you guys are bringing the show to them. And, yeah, Candy Ambulance on the bill as well. What a great band.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
Yeah, yeah. Can you describe, it's unfair to be like, describe their sound, but, like, what would you, you know, if asked to describe Candy Ambulance, what would you usually say?
Super melodic grunge.
Yeah.
It's really great. Really, a lot of Caitlin's lyrics are very intimate and also very empowering.
Yeah.
And the three piece they got going has been at it for, I think, 10 years this year, either 9 or 10 years. And throughout their evolution, it's always, I've gotten to witness, it's been amazing. I think all the new stuff they've been putting out or playing out this year has been like such a big step for the band, and it's like for me as a fan and a friend, it's very exciting.
Yeah, this is Bella's Bar Talk with Candy Ambulance at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz on August 22nd. And what about you guys? You've been doing this for, I know it's been longer than 10 years because the first time I saw the band was well over 10 years ago. How have things evolved for Bella's Bar Talk over the years?
Once I was in my 20s. I'm not anymore.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, we started as folk punk and then went into kind of like the ska band, but which we were from like 2014 to roughly like 2022, and with COVID came a lineup change. You know, people's lives were shifting, and those who had just joined us, like specifically Julia, who had just joined like as lockdown was occurring, and Chris, who joined during COVID, we would put our heads together and like left. Oh my gosh, that's probably 2024, early 2024, perhaps again. We weren't really writing to the ska band, as it were, mm-hmm. and we were wanting to explore something new together. I often say that I've been in four different bands with the same name.
Yeah.
And I value each and every iteration as we have moved forward, but this one has me excited in a different way. We're reaching a wider audience. Been able to, you know, travel to Europe. We've been able to go across the United States in a more sustainable way. We've had such support from both old and new fans with direction. We're keeping communities together, especially during the times we have in the United States and like the West, as it were, like jumping face first into fascism. It's
mm-hmm.
helpful to be building and maintaining communities, getting people to connect with each other through our music. And then, I don't know, it's an honor, and it's also humbling.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I've been speaking to a lot of artists right now about how, you know, music, as live music in particular, as a space where people can, you know, kind of vent their emotions and, you know, come together as a community in a way that, I mean, I guess it's impossible to be fully apolitical at any particular moment these days, but in a way that at least, you know, feels removed from politics for a second.
Mm. I mean, I might, you know, most of my songs are about politics, but I view artists, whether they're actors, painters, musicians, you know, as poets, I view us as like emotional process machines.
Exactly.
Like, we'll see what's happening in society at large. It's something that we're all sharing. And it's like a human universal, like, oh, I got dumped, or, oh, I found a new love, to, oh my gosh, there's an orange guy who wants to be a king, or I think he just wants to be a dictator. He seems right. He seems to lean to that. So, you know, we can sing about that and put it into allegory. And I find it easier to put it into allegory when someone's on the fence or uncomfortable about talking about certain political things or about their own gender identity or sexual expression, all that stuff. I think through allegory, we can all meet in the middle and find that mutual understanding from wherever walk of life you come.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I had a conversation with Madeline Peyrou not that long ago, who just in 2024, she put out her first overtly political record. Actually, it was her first record of originals. She had always done covers. And, you know, we were talking about how she, you know, received some backlash to that. And we were talking about how I think folks who take that attitude of, you know, stick to playing music and, you know, we don't want to hear musicians' opinions on politics, like, they seem to be forgetting that musicians are also people who live in the world. And, you know, the songs that we write are a reaction to, you know, the experiences that we're having day to day. So, you know, you really can't tell a person not to write songs about politics, because we're people living in the world. We're living in it.
Yeah, and whatever happened to freedom of speech? I thought that was the whole thing.
Also that. We've got a great bill at the Lemon Squeeze, the 22nd. If you're just joining us, Asher Putnam from Bella's Bar Talk is on the line with me. And I just cut you off. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, it's okay. Well, I just find that, you know, there's the whole... the kids keep throwing around, like, oh, all of you guys on the left are... snowflakes. I mean, we may be snowflakes, but I find that if you have a bunch of snowflakes together, you can create an avalanche, you know?
I like that. Yeah, I like that analogy. And also, I just think we need to step back from this demonization of sensitivity that's been happening, and the kind of like scorn towards kindness that's been happening, because it's a little bit ridiculous to have one side calling the other side snowflakes when the side that's calling the other side snowflakes is the one that melts down about every little thing.
Oh my God. I didn't want to say,
but also, like, is it so terrible to be nice to each other and respectful to each other?
I don't understand that, like, the callousness of, like, specifically U.S. culture, the coldness, the, like, rabid, I want to say, individualism. I'm like, this is, evolutionary speaking, it's the antithesis of what we are as human beings. We are small group primates.
Yeah.
Whether we live in the savannah or not, or, like, in New York City, we need community. Like, part of, like, what really lit the tinderbox was the isolation from the pandemic. I totally get it. I don't agree with the guys who are just like, no masks, no, don't believe in medicine. Like, I don't agree with that, but I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 And to be railing against social safety nets and, you know, saying that we don't want to pay for other people's health care and this and that. It's like, well, why not?
I certainly do.
I would much rather pay for people's health care than, you know, what our taxes are currently going towards.
Oh, my God. Of course, I'd pay for Band-Aids and bullets. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, no infrastructure.
And textbooks. I'll happily help cover, you know, subsidize education. I'd be delighted.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't even have kids.
Yeah, same. I would totally do that.
So this is the kind of discourse you'll see at the Bella's Bar Talk show, but in musical allegorical form.
Yes. Happily and happily.
Asher, is there anything else folks should know? Actually, here's a fun, fluffy question. What do folks wear to a Bella's Bar Talk show these days?
Whatever's comfortable, really. I suggest layers you can remove. Mm-hmm. I always bring 3 to 4 extra shirts, too, for after the show.
Yeah, smart.
Yes. Well, I guess keep an ear out, because we've been testing lots of new tunes on everybody for the past 10 months, and we got a couple more cooking. So if you guys want to be some consensual guinea pigs that, you know, you won't have any weird side effects besides probably dehydration.
And a new song stuck in your head that you can't hear and get it out of your head yet.
Yes, the earworm. Yes, that might be an infection as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz on the 22nd with Candy Ambulance. And it's going to be an amazing time. Again, don't miss this opportunity to see these two bands up close and personal. Asher, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Thank you very much, MK. It was a pleasure as always.